An article in the LA Times notes that there doesn't seem to be major opposition to the UCLA move to the Big Ten, based on a survey contained in a Regents item now on the web. And then it gets down to the crux of the matter, which the Regents will have to face tomorrow. The Regents have conceded that UCLA rightfully used its delegated authority to agree to join the Big Ten while also maintaining that they preserve the authority to overturn the decision. Primary sticking points have included possible adverse effects on UCLA students' physical and mental well-being resulting from increased travel in addition to the huge financial hit that sister school Cal would take while being left behind in a diminished Pac-12. But the Regents must also weigh the contractual and legal fallout that would come with any intervention. Blocking UCLA's move to the Big Ten would open them up to massive lawsuits from the Big Ten as well as television partners who have agreed to lavish billions of dollars upon the conference with the expectation of showing UCLA games. It would also potentially result in chaos for UC business partners who might worry that any deals not pre-approved by the Regents were subject to being revoked.